Donald's View. Winners.
I've known about the 90-10 ratio for a long time, but Robert gives us all a good reminder. Pretty soon, if we don't start paying attention, it could reach the 95-5 ratio or even 99-1, with 1% of the people owning 99% of the nation's assets. Winners wouldn't let that happen, and I hope that includes you. It's important to have dreams. A man's reach should exceed his grasp, as Robert Browning said. That's what keeps us going. I like to say, if your reality begins with your dreams will become your reality. Why is that? Because to think otherwise leaves us at the level of mere survival, which I believe is not the ultimate aim of most people. Ever hear a young person say they hope they become a bum someday? Usually they say things like, I want to become the president. I'd like to be an astronaut. I'd like to be a fireman. I want to be a doctor. Those are demanding and sometimes heroic professions, and young people have the dreams and aspirations to match them. Winners remain young at heart. They aim high and have the enthusiasm and the plans to achieve what they're aiming for. They may have wild dreams, but it's better than having no dreams. Then they pay attention and focus on what it's going to take to achieve them. Being stubborn is a big part of being a winner. Some people have failed because they have given up too soon. My father used to tell us this story about a guy who loves soda, so he went into the soda business with a product he called 3-Up. It failed. So he started again with a soda called 4-Up. It failed too. So he decided to name his product 5-Up and worked just as hard to make it work. But sure enough, it failed again. He realized that he still loved soda, so he tried again with a product named 6-Up. It failed, and he gave up completely. Then, a few years later, someone else came up with a soda product and named it 7-Up. Which became a huge success. When I was young, I couldn't understand why my father kept telling us this story. Later I realized he was telling us to never give up. Well, I never forgot that story, and I've never given up either. Tell yourself that story if you need to, and the winner part of you will take over. The other component of winning is simply a winning attitude. I tell people to see themselves as victorious. Positive thinking works. It has a lot of power. Winning requires that kind of power, whether you're a quiet person or a gregarious one. Power is strength, and being positive can work you through some pretty difficult situations. When I was deeply in debt at one time, I became stubborn and refused to let it get me down. I simply refused to become negative. I focused on the solution. And I assured myself that I would work through the situation and come back to be more successful. That's exactly what happened. My demise was written about in major publications, and even then I refused to agree with them. My reality was about my dreams, not about numbers. I won. Are you stubborn enough to be a winner? Then you are capable of investing to win. One other thing. Ignorance can be more expensive than education, and that certainly includes your financial education. Do not let the fear of the unknown hinder your aspirations and your financial well-being. There are people who will want you to feel inept so they can take advantage of you. I've seen that happen to very successful athletes, as one example. Don't let it happen to you. Learn about money and make it work for you. That is the key to successful investing.